Okay. We're coming back in from the top of the hour. This is into the third hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name. And as I say, we're here today on this Saturday 16th. Very unlucky number 16, by the way. 16th of January 2021. 16 represents the Shattered Citadel, by the way. I studied numerology. One time it stuck in my mind, obviously. Key number being the good and the bad numbers, as many of them. And the Friday the 13th thing, I'll explain that another day. Just due to 8 and 4 and 20. But 12 being the most powerful number, power, control, and command. The 12 apostles, right? 33. yeah. Somebody telling me a yarn here that they're only 33 years of age. who is that? Who could that be? I don't know. I don't know anybody in that age group hardly at all. I'm slightly over retirement age. A tad, 33, yeah. 336, a life number. Yeah, it's 33 is adds up to 6. 6 is good. It's not a very powerful number. 5, I have a propensity on the lottery and things, sub-games of the lottery, to do uneven numbers. I'm drawn to uneven numbers and key ones, but I do know what each number represents. Cheerio is the book. It's printed 100 years ago. Book on numerology. It's a stunning book to read. But names and numbers are very important. I'm going off rambling now, and that's on a tangent. They are on important matters. The dates you do things on are very important, and the numerology of your name and your date of birth is very important. Very, very important. It has an influence, and you don't want to do things in the wrong time. It stands up in Chinese astrology, which is personality types, not to do with the daily predictions. Compatibility and personality types, it's stunning. Stunning, but I don't live my life by that. But a whole lot of figures coming up on my screen here. I see. Ken is throwing numerology figures at me. Sorry, 12 is, as you argue me, of over 12. 12 is a very powerful number. The number of the house, it is important. Your postcode, etc. But they names and numbers have influence. It's in the Bible, by the way. Do you want to look pursue it? I'm not that well read in the Bible, but it is. There's numerology in the Bible. But there's demonic numerology, etc. It's like changing names. I was explaining to somebody the other day there about the Masonic lodges, and sometimes they disguise themselves. They don't call themselves a lodge. And the most demonic one in London is called, when you hear the name of it, it's called the Order of St. John of Jerusalem. The Order of St. John of Jerusalem. Down there on the embankment on London on the River Thames. The Order of St. John of Jerusalem. Doesn't that sound Christian and cozy and warm? Well, you'd be very mistaken until you interrogate what it is about. That's for sure. I was reading out a piece there. I got interrupted a while back. Thinking Paul Craig Roberts, I should read much more of his stuff. Think twice before taking the COVID vaccination. And he's quoting Heidi Nickelman. The love of my life, my husband, Gregory Michael MD, an obstetrician that had his office in Mount Sinai Medical Center in Miami Beach, died the day before yesterday due to a strong reaction to the COVID vaccine. He was a very healthy 56-year-old, good Lord. Loved by everyone in the community, delivered hundreds of healthy babies and worked tirelessly through the pandemic. He was vaccinated with the Pfizer vaccine, the MSMC, at Mount Sinai Hospital on December 18th. 3 days later, he saw a strong setup of patchouli buttons in his feet and hands and made him seek attention in the emergency room at Mount Sinai. The CBC was done and his arrival showed his platelets count to be zero. That's unbelievable. I know a little bit of it. A normal platelet count is 150,000, between 150,000 and 450,000 platelets per microliter of blood. He was admitted to the ICU with a diagnosis of acute ITP caused by a reaction to COVID vaccine. A team of expert doctors tried for 2 weeks to raise his platelet count to no avail. Experts from all over the country were involved in this care. No matter what they did, the platelet count refused to go up. He was conscious and energetic enough the whole process, but 2 days later, a last resort surgery. He got a hemorrhagic stroke caused by lack of platelets that took his life in a matter of minutes. He was pro-vaccine advocate, and this is why he got it himself. Wow, I believe that people should be aware that this side effect can happen and that is not good for everyone, and in this case destroyed a beautiful life, a perfect family, and has destroyed the family and affected so many people in the community. Do not let his death be in vain. Please save more lives by making this information available. Okay, very good from Paul Craig Roberts. Excellent. Wow. But anyway, we've another caller, Pat in Fort Worth. Hello.
Hi, hello. PJ.
I think
that you're wrong, and other people are wrong who think there's nothing that we can do, because we can. According to prophets, we are being told that we should pray and fast until the 20th. Well, several of them have said it. They don't know each other. They didn't collude. And first we pray for our family and our friends, because when you tell somebody, don't take that thing, and they just don't believe you, you know, don't just say, have you made your will out? Just we should pray first and have faith, because God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. But pray for ourselves first, and our strength to not succumb to not praying or not believing or whatever. And then pray for President Trump, and don't ever call him anything but President Trump. Speak what we want to happen, not what we don't want to happen. Because our words have power.
Amidst all this, I'm not excluding prayer, absolutely not. I have great respect for people. And Mike Adams, who only recently started but is a very good Christian, has put out a profound piece. He did I'll tell you what it is. I'm not going to go into it, but it's the day he did it. The update he did for Friday, the 16th and the 15th. On the internet, listen to those. It's an hour and 20 minutes. But one he did a specific one there, I think Thursday. You'll see it. It's situation updates, and they're all and the bullet points of what he said is written. You don't have to listen to the other 10 minutes. With it is a 50 or 30 or 40, 50 bullet points. And he did one particular thing on a prayer thing, which was very good and got a very big reaction. And it's he speaks from the heart all the time.
I don't watch him, but other kind of people are saying everything differently from each other. I mean, it's the same thing. But it's incredible how the Lord is showing people what can be done. But do we really care? See, that's the problem. Mm-hmm. Do we really care? When you start to say, we've lived through the Clintons. You may not live through this one, okay? And we should care. We should care enough to try to fast and pray like they're saying that we have to do.
That is very
then
powerful.
Believe
the fasting
well,
proves
if we
that
believe
your prayer,
it, but
your
if we don't,
genuine,
you know, we say
that's why they go to you.
If we just say, "Well, I'm just gonna get me a brew and kick back my feet," and when Jesus comes, ask him how I'm doing, and he'll just say, "I think you are an arrogant bastard," because he did not ever tolerate disrespecting God and disrespecting the temple and all that kind of stuff. He didn't tolerate that.
Sure.
And so they think the Catholics, a lot of times they want you to think, well, you know, just listen to the Pope and say your Hail Mary is full of grace and do what you want to. It's not true. It's not true.
Yeah. Very few Catholics take any heed of the Pope. I tell you,
they're dividing
different religions. Yeah.
They're dividing because when you say abortion's not important, then you alienate half the Catholics. So they're dividing too. Oh, they've been led astray.
Well, they say that, but as many Catholics have an abortion as any other religion, and more so, etc. The very two-faced religion, etc.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. It's not even what it used to be. So we just got to go with the current prophecies and what's being said lately. And that's what I've found. And when they all go together with what each other says, and they don't know each other. And somebody, I even know people who prophets, and they've told me stuff, and it's happening. And if we don't, it's very serious. A lot of people are going to die and starve to death in this country if we don't pray and fast and don't pay any attention to the dates, God's dates. I mean, their dates, the 20th and all that stuff. Don't pay any attention to it because God knows what he's doing. All right. I've talked about
dates and numbers in their own context, but there's a real date coming up, and we have to live and go through it, and it is a key date, the 20th. So we can't deny that. Okay.
Well, we can deny it, but it doesn't mean that God pays any attention to our dates. He doesn't.
Well,
I can deny it, but I'm not going to go against God. I'm going to go with God, and I'm not going to pay any attention to their date.
We are coming up to a critical date, so that's fact.
So what?
We're not running our lives by it. So what do you think the 20th
of... Well, a lot of people are. Well, I've just got to figure out what I'm going to do after that
Hold on. It is relevant as to whether... Trump or Biden get back into power.
It's just relevant.
You're saying it doesn't matter.
Originally, they didn't have the inauguration until March 4th. So why is everything all squashed together right here now? If the
Insurrection Act is properly implemented, even at that 11th hour on the 19th, 20th, The swearing in can be put back to March the 4th. I've heard that for constitutional lawyers saying that. Yeah.
There's a first time for everything, right? This is the first time one president's been impeached twice. Let this be the first time that somebody declared president.
Hold on. I know you're a very genuine person, but just correct. That impeachment hasn't gone through because the Senate didn't go through with the vote, and it's been shut down until the 21st. So this second impeachment has not actually gone through. Just to tell you.
Well, I know he's not going to be actually impeached. But they just wanted to be sure he can't run again in 4 years. But they are not in charge. Nancy Pelosi in 1992, that woman started causing all the troubles in this country. She's been there from day one causing troubles.
Let's stay on that point. Isn't it shocking that she's been doing this with a bunch of demonic entities for that long and getting away with it? What would you put that down to?
Us, we have gone to sleep, but I think people are waking up right now because they got nothing else to do, and it's so serious. They can't. You wake up in the morning and you don't get to rest at all. You got to think of what are they going to do to me today? What have I got to do today? Yeah. That's not right.
Well,
that is not peace.
As I said before, everything is coming at people, not from people. That is with this shocking consumer society. We know the price of everything and the value of nothing, virtually. It's that syndrome, okay? Okay.
Well, I tell you what, the devil, when you sell your soul to the devil, and then I don't care what preacher denies that happened. I don't care if Pat Robertson's show denies that happens. Don't pay no attention to Pat Robertson's show because it's going on. And most likely everything that you cannot believe that's horrible, they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's,
I know that.
They don't know.
What you're talking about is discernment. As you get older, you're meant to get better and better at discernment. I look at 75% of people out there and there's discernment's getting worse because of brainwashing. And the brainwashing is very powerful, by the way. This thing in Britain where 83% of people want to take the vaccine. That is shocking. You know?
It is, but see, look, you know, that makes that vaccine almost the image of the beast because all the scriptures...
It's the mark of the beast.
Don't take the mark and don't take the image and worship the image of the beast. And there's a there's a in Brazil, on top of a mountain, there's what they call Christ the Redeemer statue. They have actually projected scenes onto that statue where he's got on a lab coat and a stethoscope, and then they show all the people who have they're honoring, who've worked on the corona victims and all that kind of stuff. What you're doing, you're just suddenly worship medicine. You have just suddenly... There have been people from day one who said that Jesus walked with Dr. Luke because he was a doctor and he was the one doing the healing. You know, God is going... Yeah. He is getting tired of being denied. And the Bible says...
I know. Medicine has become big pharma medicine, and that's the problem. They control the medical training, the doctors, and the doctors are gutless. 90% of them are gutless, gutless, on the take pimps from big pharma. And that's where we are. Okay.
Been going on since 92.
I'm documenting that all the time. Yeah. Okay. We'll leave it there. Is that okay?
Thank you for letting me. Thank you.
That's okay. Talk to you again. Right, you are a Pat in Fort Worth, yeah. Of course, it's a spiritual thing, and prayer, people need to pray now, that's for sure. I don't disagree with that. And as she said, fasting and praying, yeah. You say you should do 60 hours, not including sleep, provided you're not out and about working, but there you are. I know people who do. Okay, but we've read that piece. From Paul Curry Roberts, but PBS staff attorney, and said government should take away children of Trump voters and put them in re-education camps. Now he's out of a job, yeah. But what this creature said was PBS staff attorney, I forget what PBS is out of a job after saying on a secretly recorded video that the federal government should take children away from people who voted for President Trump and put them in re-education camps. Yeah. The Project Veritas video recorded prior to the 2020 election shows now former PBS principal Michael Beller, that's the guy, Michael Beller, saying these kids who are growing up knowing nothing but Trump for 4 years, and you've got to wonder what they're going to be like. They'll be raising a generation of intolerant, horrible people. Well, it's the left who are intolerant. This, you talk about a total man being totally brainwashed and sick. This is the guy is the epitome of this, Michael Beller. Right? The Beller also said that even if then Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden wins, we go for all the Republican voters, and Homeland Security will take their children away, and we'll put them in re-education camps. This is what the left believes, right? The hardcore left. Wow. He also called them in enlightenment camps and said that they're nice. They have Sesame Street characters and classrooms that they watch on PBS all day. Public service broadcasting, I presume. Yeah. PBS released a statement saying this employee no longer works for PBS as a mid-level staff attorney. He did not speak on our behalf or organization, nor did he make any editorial decisions. Well, the images coming out of Disney and these campuses are truly demonic. They're trying to manipulate children's minds all the time. The statement continued, there is no place for hateful rhetoric at PBS, and this individual views is in no way reflect our values or our opinion. We strongly condemn violence and will continue to do so, and we have for 50 years. Use our national platform and local presence to strengthen communities and bring people together. Okay. And they said, what else did he say on the video? In the video, Beller also said Trump is close to Hitler, and that the president were to win election, the response would go to the White House. We should go to the White House and throw a Molotov cocktail. Shocking. Okay, we go to this break. We're back in a few minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Coming back in with Rebecca Bulk and Only You. Yay. But I read that piece there. These absolute despicable morons who are like using child as a weapon to attack families. I mean, whoa. That guy, just give his name again, who was sacked from the PBS, Michael Beller. What a piece of work. But there's a large section of the extreme left who believe that kind of stuff. They have no regard for God or humanity or children. Absolutely. And they said, a similar article, after crushing small businesses with weaponized COVID lockdowns, Biden promises that white people will get no help from the government, but only green agenda and women and minorities, right? America's economic recovery under Joe Biden administration will cater strictly for non-whites, the president-elect has announced. It's one of the typical confused look addresses to Twitter. Confused look addresses to the Twitter echo chamber. Biden indicates that the focus will be on small business. Oh, really? That'll be interesting. I've been destroying small businesses for 50 years, specifically those owned by Blacks, Latinos, Asians, and Native American and women. White men are completely excluded from Biden's racist plan because they already have the resources needed to reopen and rebuild, the vice president contends. Our focus will be on small businesses on Main Street, Well, they're gone, actually. You're talking about the ones that are left on Main Street that aren't wealthy and well-connected, that are facing some real economic hardship through no fault of their own, Biden stated. We're going to make a concerted effort to help small businesses in low-income communities, in big cities, small towns, rural communities, and that have faced the barriers to relief. Well, then we shouldn't have lockdowns, because that's what destroyed them, you moron. Symptomatic systemic barriers is a code phrase for anti-white racism, all this coded language and political correct language. The gist being that all whites are privileged while everyone else is not, because they are being deprived of equal access to resources. Well, it's been proven that white working class children in Britain are the most underprivileged of all. Excuse me. Everyone has equal opportunity under the Constitution. This is Biden talking, of course, but this is not enough for the left, which wants equal access no matter how hard someone is willing to work or achieve success. Think of the mom-and-pop owner with a couple of employees who can't pick up the phone and call a banker, who doesn't have a lawyer and accountant to help them through this complicated process to know if they even qualify, or who simply didn't know where this relief is available in the first place. Biden added about non-white business owners. That was his phrase. In other words, having darker skin means a person makes a person competent and able to pick up the phone and inquire about relief aid. So Biden and his team will supposedly be spoon-feeding information and money to them once they take occupation of the White House, and it is an occupation. Under Biden, white Americans will become super pauper slaves. Even though many white business owners are also poor and not well connected to big banks, the light color of skin will automatically exclude them from Biden's relief program, which is only for colored people. Biden's plan is so overtly racist that the hilarious Babylon Bee satire website published a piece joking about how Biden will soon be releasing a skin color federal aid chart, my God, to determine how much money a person will either receive or have pay based on skin tone. Good Lord. This is worse than apartheid in South Africa. Yeah, we went, they're quoting again, Biden in an interview. We went through this, Don, when we were trying to bring, when we brought Detroit back off its knees. Detroit back off its knees. Oh, dear. Biden rumbled further in the video, making little or no sense. Rambled. And as we saw at this morning's job report, restaurants, bars, and hospitality industry have been slammed by this virus. We are going to direct relief to those businesses and others that have been so badly hit the hardest. We owe them the support to help them to get through the other side of the crisis. This is the convoluted conversation of Biden. In summation, Biden's plan is to rob whitey to pay non-whitey, meaning white Americans will be left to suffer under Biden's unity plan. Meanwhile, blacks and browns will receive boatloads of cash delivered to their doorstep, in essence, because they represent equality. Trump did more minority business in 3 years, did more for minority business in 3 years than Biden did in 47 years, wrote the Citizen Free Press commentator. Excuse me, Joe, can you speak up? I can't hear. Coming to the end of this article now, hear you. It sounds like Mandarin Joker, etc., etc. But, yep, it's Biden talking AS through his rear end. Okay, we go to this break and we'll be back with a caller after that, okay?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, quick drop of the music. Okay, we have a caller, David in San Francisco. Hello, David.
Oh, yeah, how are you? PJ, yeah. Hey, are you a fan of Harry Houdini? You remember he was? You remember
escape
Houdini
artist,
was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need one of those now in the White House to get Trump back in power. Yeah, go ahead,
Well, it's not so much. I'm talking sleight of hand. You know, and in fact, Houdini had he's mostly known as an escape artist, but he did plenty of magic act stuff. I mean, it's a lot of work to do some of those escapes. But he had an elephant on one side of the stage and shot off a pistol on the other side of the stage, and that elephant disappeared. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you've been paying attention to the vaccine. You know, that America bought this...
Hold on. Are you kidding? I've done about 20 programs on the vaccine.
You mean
most
the vaccine
of this
that's missing?
Has been about
the vaccine stolen vaccines?
The what?
See,
say that
you know,
again?
The stolen vaccines. I'm telling you, it's like Harry Houdini, the elephant. You know, we've got
Just briefly, give us a quick definition of what you think the stolen vaccine is.
Well, the official contract for the vaccines are being parceled out by the White House. You know, like Florida is supposed to get so many 100,000 a day, New York, every state has a certain count that they're supposed to be getting. I think even South Dakota is suing Trump because they're not getting their quota. And so now Alex Azar, the he's the guy that was supposed to be handing it out. He just resigned, you know. And as he's going, he says, "Oh, by the way, that stash, our reserves, they're gone. See ya."
I see. Yeah. Okay.
And at a time when you got all those rioters at the, the coup plotters in D.C., they're on the run now. In an epidemic.
Some of them would be.
Sure.
The security services, again, the usual suspects in the security services were backing them, and that was 100% an Antifa operation backed up by the security services to embarrass Trump.
Are you talking about Antifa or Black Bloc? Because there's a difference.
There's virtually no difference. To talk about a difference in those two is ridiculous. Utterly ridiculous.
They've both been
infiltrated by the hardcore leftists.
They've been paid, and sometimes paid badly. And so they do their job badly.
Paid badly.
And cause explain
Antifa being paid badly.
I don't think Antifa exists myself. I've been involved in
protests We'll move on. That's total rubbish. I mean, that's just gibberish. And to think there's any hair-splitting difference between Antifa and the BLM and all these organizations, I mean, for God's sake. No, exactly, well, including the geriatric organization in Britain now. I'll think of it in a minute. Extinction Rebellion, and the police treat them with kid gloves. They're geriatrics doing sit-ins, and they're extremely eccentric leftists and fundamentalist global warrings. And in the town I used to live in, they declared, and they're doing it all over in these little villages, but it's declaring a climate emergency. Wow! And they live their life by the effects of global warming. But there is a form of global warming coming, and we're in it now for 25 years. It's called the Grand Solar Minimum. It happens like clockwork every 400 years, and this one is the worst in 6,000 years. And it's building now. It started in 2015. And there's David Dubine, who we had on the program, repeated his programs many times, gave up 5 years of his life, a very intelligent guy. He was a coffee buyer in Myanmar. And he researched and found stunning evidence that this Grand Solar Minimum affects everything and food production. We're heading into a most difficult time, and also a financial collapse. And the possible Biden administration, I read out where that leftist wanted to take the children away from Trump supporters. Total tyranny. And as someone says, just path in Fort Worth, I know she thinks about profound things and probably very knowledgeable of the Bible. This is the end times. I would have beat that out of the ballpark 5 years ago, but it's exactly, anybody who's familiar with the Bible at their church, Catholic churches don't really deal with the Bible. I went to a Catholic school, by the way. But late in life, I found out what was going on. And the template of the Book of Revelation, it seems to be played out now. It's absolutely shocking in so many ways. But our leftist friend there, San Francisco. Yeah, San Francisco. Look at the state of San Francisco. Absolutely a hellhole, turned into a hellhole from illegal immigration, and the streets covered in human rubbish and stuff, etc., etc. It is shocking. But amazing how people can be so brainwashed and twisted, and no amount of evidence in front of them will change their mind. But and I find that even with so-called educated people, but you have these extreme lefty university professors at the universities now taking these bizarre left-wing steps and including excluding free speech, etc. It's just these people have been so manipulated and haven't, their feet never touched the ground. They've never lived in the real, real surreal world. And they're very well paid. They're very well insulated from life as well. And these universities are rolling with money, but they're giving a crap education. And students being lumbered for the rest of their life, horrendously lumbered with a student debt to do a crap course on gender studies or media studies or some such crap. I mean, if they're doing engineering or marine biology or agricultural science, that would be a good thing to be doing. But it doesn't warrant, it should be just a higher tax rate people go on for the first 10, 15 years of their life to pay back student loans. But the student loan legislation is insidious. It's designed to cripple you. Considering people, individuals can go bust bankrupt for millions of dollars and start up the next day. Well, the transition time in Britain, you can go into bankruptcy and out of it inside of a year. But you can't declare yourself, after, as I understand it, bankruptcy with student loans. I mean, that is unconstitutional as well. Amazing how somebody hasn't taken a case. But then again, where do you take the case? This court system has now collapsed. The Supreme Court is shocking, and judges in Pennsylvania making up law as they go along, standing by, and multinational corporations and the media and the Congress backing a hijacked election. That's the end of it. This country is not functioning. The United States is not functioning. Britain is hardly functioning as well, because they're legislating on hearsay. And Boris Johnson talking to Bill Gates, who is a genocidal murderer of the nth degree, who 120,000 girls in India were paralyzed from one of his scam vaccinations, right? But imagine taking advice from a piece of work like Bill Gates. But that's what we're stuck with Boris Johnson. But he's, the real Johnson has come out now. He's a total imbecile, new idiot. And we're numbered with him. But his days are numbered. There's a purge building, in, even in the Tory party and the Conservative Party and the Labour Party. They're both parties that are what I call hijacked brand names. That's all they are, hijacked brand names. And the Republican Party in America has nothing to do with conservative values. It never had. And proof were needed how they voted in Congress. I mean, even a half imbecile could understand they have betrayed the American people on a shocking scale. I mean, just want to reply here. Yeah. McCann is saying that guy, our leftist fanatic friend in San Francisco, he was trying to split a hair between Antifa is badly paid by George Soros. Whoa, we maybe should put in for a wage increase for Antifa terrorists, because they are terrorists, etc. And this police force is taking the knee for Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter has been hijacked by numerous dozens of organizations, and the majority who go on the protest marches are white, right? Lefty white university students, right? There's plenty of good people of color and black and Asian people who have a very good understanding of what's going on in life. And okay, there is obviously discrimination against, or meaning likes and dislikes. Is that discrimination, etc. But again, political correctness language and has hijacked the English language, etc. And the schools and the colleges are just rancid, absolutely rancid. I lost my cough button this week. I know where it is now, but it's that bad in so many ways. But haven't time to read John Whitehouse's his speeches. Keep very, very well, etc., etc. But there was just some headlines of the articles that I want you to do. Microsoft, and we got five calls today. Amazing. Microsoft, big tech coalition developing Rockefeller-funded COVID passports. This is the next war we have to fight. There's COVID passports, which is total tyranny, blackmail, weaponizing your medical records against you. Yeah, right. It used to be medical records were confidential, but now if you come up positive for COVID, you're marked for life. And the COVID tests were totally, totally proven to be faulty and semi-useless, etc. But what are 44 minutes now? To the hour, haven't time to play. Well, Mike Eden, that'll stay till next week. Truly shocking. Okay, Ken, we just might finish up today with, I sent you there, it's an additional one, Wakefield. We wouldn't play last week or the week before when we tried to play it. Dr. Andrew Wakefield describing concisely what RNA vaccines are. Okay. Is that there? It was top of the, should be top of the list now. Andrew Wakefield It's 9 minutes 53. Will we have time for that? Maybe.
Let me try and characterize this. DNA, deoxyribonucleic acid, are the basis of our genetic structure, if you like, in every cell, is turned in codes for protein. And it transfers its information to make the protein through messenger RNA. So messenger RNA is an intermediary between the gene and the product, the protein. It's the protein that ultimately elicits the immune response, not the RNA. If you want to make a vaccine, it's protein that you give, whether it's bacterial protein or viral protein, whatever it is, it's the protein to which the human immune system develops the immune response. So, by definition, an RNA vaccine isn't a vaccine at all because it doesn't elicit an immune response. It has to be turned into protein, and it's the protein in turn that creates the immune response. A messenger RNA vaccine is actually genetic engineering. That's what it is. It's putting genetic material from an RNA virus into your cells and asking the cellular machinery with the RNA to produce protein from your cells to which you then mount an immune response. What could possibly go wrong? You have cells in your own body that are producing protein to which your immune system is going to mount an immune response. That's called an autoimmune disease. So the potential for this to go horribly wrong is enormous. It's never been used in humans before. It's never been tested out, and yet it's been rushed to market in these circumstances in the Pfizer vaccine. And we're already seeing some major problems occurring. I think there were two cases of anaphylaxis. I think there have been deaths that have just been reported. So what is going on? We need to know. But firstly, a vaccine for this is a misnomer. It is not a vaccine. It is an intermediary product which leads to the production of a protein that generates a so-called vaccine. And it is genetic engineering that has never been tested out in human beings before. And if it causes a problem a year, 2 years, 5 years down the line, and it's already been given to billions of people worldwide, it's too late. You can't take it out. You can't switch it off. You can't stop it. It's in there. It's like, if I can, as a filmmaker, equate it, it's rather like Jurassic Park that is about to escape the island, in my opinion.
Why?
Is that...
Why?
Seriously.
Why? It operates on many levels, Pete. Scientists operate in laboratories and they have great ideas, and they think that that idea is going to translate into something to save the world. Some of them really genuinely think that, but they're living in such a microcosm, such an intellectual vacuum, a bubble, that they don't see the problems. What they see is the success of their brainchild. Because we can, we should. No, because we think we can, we're prepared to take the risk on other people's behalf. That's the truth of it. And so many times, science has got it wrong. Science has made assumptions about its ability to exploit and exert dominion over nature. But nature will not have it that way. And what you found in the Human Genome Project is when they tried genetic engineering, when they changed one gene that they thought was a key defect in a disease process, they thought they would correct that, but they didn't. What they did is to have a knock-on effect on multiple other genes, switch them on, switch them off, upregulate them, downregulate them. They did not expect that, and they had to abandon that kind of project because we do not understand so much about the way in which the complexity of the human body, the complexity of the human immune system operates. So to assume that a scientist sitting in a lab can devise the idea of an RNA vaccine that then suddenly captures the imagination of public health officials and gets put into billions of people, there are many, many, many steps that have been missed out in between. And whenever it's been done, this kind of thing, it's had alarming results.
So take me through the process. You said there's the scientists that, you know, they're not nefarious, they're doing their job.
Okay, we'll go to this break and we'll finish up with this Andrew Wakefield after the break. Okay.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Given the break, and we just go back to that Andrew Wakefield to finish up with enough time on his piece on
the chain of
saying what RNA vaccines are.
Who authorizes the next steps to the point where Boris Johnson is with the first patient to take the vaccine? Like, is there anyone ringing the alarm bells along that chain of command?
Yes, there are, I'm sure, but they get silenced very, very quickly. Because what happens very quickly is you have the scientist in the lab creating the idea and showing in a cell culture system that it might work, or at least works in that isolated cell culture system. And then what happens is the corporate arm of the company comes along and says, right, that's very exciting. That could make us a great deal of money. We're going to file patents on that, and then we're going to exploit it. And we're going to offer this to the government, who are now terrified. Terrified of this pandemic. They don't know what to do about it. They're not virologists. They're not epidemiologists. They're not scientists. We can put the fear of God into these people, and then we can exploit them to get what we want. And this is exactly what we did. The reason I say this, Pete, is because I've just made a movie about it. I've just made a movie about how the vaccine makers exploited fear in government officials, in politicians, in public health officials, in order to get liability protection for damage done by their vaccines in America. They had no liability for vaccines that were on the recommended childhood schedule. They could not be made to pay for damage done. The vaccines were mandatory. They had a perfect market. All they could do was make a massive profit. And they saw that at work. They saw that process work in 76 with swine flu vaccine. They saw it work in 86 with the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. They've now seen it work with what's called the PrEP Act, which is all vaccines in emergency situations. And now they've exploited it worldwide, except in Brazil, to get liability protection for the COVID vaccine. So they can shortcut safety studies. They can rush to market. They don't mind, because they're not going to pay a price for it. They don't pick up the tab for the damage done.
So let's take Australia, for example, United States, Canada, United Kingdom, where they keep saying we will not go back to normal until a vaccine appears or arrives or is administered to a percentage of the population, a very high percentage of the population. Are they reading from a script? Who's telling these politicians that this is the answer, this is the solution?
Alarmingly, it seems to me that the first person to propagate this notion was actually Bill Gates. A man who, simply by virtue of his wealth, certainly not by any virtue of any training, has assumed a role as czar of public health policy worldwide and individual health choice for every citizen of the globe. And he is the one who started the notion that this will not get back to normal until we've largely vaccinated all 7 billion people in the world. And that mantra has been taken up by politicians.
Okay, I hear the music, I think. Okay, as I say, we'll be back this time next week with the bottom report, and we'll talk to you then.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.